The mood at Republican headquarters was electric as voting totals came in. Utah's 3rd Congressional District Representative Jason Chaffetz joined the crowd. Chaffetz withdrew his endorsement of Trump about a month ago, but says he ended up voting for the candidate.
Well, if there's one thing that unites Republicans and evidently the nation, at least at this moment, is their distaste for Hillary Clinton.
He joined party members in cheering as Trump won one swing state after another.
They're cheering because Donald Trump is projected to win in Florida. So to win Florida, North Carolina, Ohio, that's what he needs to do. It just might happen.
Now, GOP leaders in the state are anticipating what a Republican president in Congress could mean for Utah. Governor Gary Herbert says he'll be able to get more done in the Senate with Trump as president.
And that's important for Utah because I'm chairman of the Finance Committee.
Representative Rob Bishop hopes GOP leaders will help him move things forward on the public lands initiative.
Well, it would be really cool to have somebody in the White House that's actually trying to work with us and help us.
In Utah, all 4 incumbent Republican congressional representatives plan to return for another term in office, along with Senator Mike Lee. Reporting with Utah Public Radio, I'm Esther Rady.